This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
With the most powerful position on the planet is encouraging people to think about disinfectants, whether it was serious or not. People listen. And so we have seen an increase in numbers of people calling poison control. And so I think it's really important that every one of us with a platform disseminate medically accurate information. And I want to say, you know, unequivocally, no one should be using disinfectants.
We had hundreds of calls come into our emergency hotline at our health department asking if it was right to ingest Clorox or alcohol cleaning products, whether that was going to help them fight the virus. So we had to put out that warning to make sure that people were not doing something like that, which would kill people.
And the governor of Michigan both saying there was massive confusion thanks to an update at the White House briefing, which is, by the way, no more. The latest on that, plus the numbers for the coronavirus, and so much more as we talk COVID and uplift you as well. Because I say in this show, listen, the glass is half full, baby, for me, even if everyone wants to topple it over. But we got to know the facts. We got to know where we're headed. And certainly it is about refocusing, reimagining, and reinventing for so many of you how you do it with children, how you do it being social distance from families, how you do it when you're in an assisted living facility like Doreen Hatton, somebody who joined us on Author's Corner about a month ago. She and I had a wild conversation off the air where she was telling me, of course, it was too dangerous because of infections and what had happened, that some people had gotten COVID-19. So it was almost like there you were in your room, and as desperately as many people wanted to reach out and play bingo or do what they normally do and socialize, nope, could not do it, because we certainly have seen what's happened to the older population, whether it's in assisted living or whether it's in a nursing home. So the president starts the week off with this. By the way, Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging in with us and joining us on this show. I got a ton of emails over the weekend. Don't worry, we'll get to the mailbag. The president did not send me an email, but he does say he takes no responsibility for the spike in cases of people misusing disinfectants after he wondered aloud last week about possibly injecting them as a treatment for coronavirus. When he was asked about the increase of people in some states ingesting disinfectants, he said, I can't imagine why. He was pressed again and again and again about, does he take any responsibility? He said, no, I don't. Maryland's governor, who you heard moments ago, was one of the states that issued a warning against dangerous disinfectant use because they were overwhelmed with the amount of calls that they received. So it is just a reminder that it is not sarcasm. Obviously, under no circumstances should you use disinfectant products at all in your body through any kind of injection, ingestion, or you know, obviously anything else. I just can't imagine that people thought, well, yeah, heck yeah, I'm going to go get some Lysol and I'm going to figure out a way to ingest this stuff and this will work. Sometimes you got to take a step back and think about what's being said or what's being pondered or whatever, and read the fine print, especially on anything household that you're spraying or using or whatever, right? So this became a thing. So much of a thing for days on end, and so much of a punchline for comedians, that Dr. Deborah Brixit said, listen, can we stop talking about this, because I'm concerned about what else is going on. And pretty much, I think we've cleared the decks of do not do this, do not do this. And it just goes to show you that people, I think, all of us living under this question mark are looking for answers and looking for what can you do, what can you take. Now, there was also a report about using heartburn medication because they found in some cases, especially overseas, this is where this came from, that people who were taking, heartburn relief medication, which, of course, is over-the-counter, it was helping them with COVID-19. So the second that leaves your lips, how much of a run is there going to be in that direction? And again, I believe it's because why? Because we want some bloody answer. We want some answer to not social distancing. We are in uncharted times, my friends. We are driving in the dark, and we're looking for signs everywhere, trying to figure it out. I say this all the time. It's really true. Forget your politics. Put them on the floor for a second. There are some super bright people working on vaccines, working on answers to this virus mutating, and that's part of the problem. The mutations, oh, if you get it, we're not even really 100% sure you won't get it again. There's just so many unknowns, so many unknowns. But yet, we're seeing a flattening of the curve, if you want the upside to this, in some places, and there are a lot of areas where there's going to start to be a reopening of businesses with some new protocols, including where I'm broadcasting from, the great state of Texas. On Friday, you can go to a movie, but only 25% capacity. They're removing chairs from theaters. They're putting lines and spaces all over the place to make sure people are properly distanced. And there are other businesses that are opening as well. Some restaurants, same thing, taking out tables, making the distance a lot greater. We'll see how that all works out. By the way, death total as of a handful of minutes ago, 56,521. Now, what about the positives, the recovered people? 113 people have recovered. 1,300 people have recovered. Make sure I got that in there. Confirmed cases well over a million now at this point. And, of course, the hottest spot in the nation is still New York, if you look purely at the death total, because it's over 17,000 people that have died, and then New Jersey behind them with over 6,000 people, and then we go from there. It's crazy to think that 8 to 10 weeks ago, who would have thought if I had said to you, you know what, we're going to have this pandemic, what we saw and what we were talking about was going on in China, and we did talk about it on this show. Hey, this is what's happening in China. We had somebody on from the Epoch Times, the China News, talking about what they knew and what they had seen and what they believed was being covered up. And who would have thought that I'd be saying there's over 56,000 people dead in the United States. All right, we're going to lighten things up as we move to a different groove in a different room coming up on the flip side.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. basis. Check availability at MySolarBackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Miss Lainey Kazan, ladies and gentlemen.
With the yellow feathers in her hair, her dress cut down to there, she could never ring it. She'd do the cha-cha, and while she tried to be a star,
wow, what a voice, Lainey Kazan. Not only musical, but what an actress. She made her Broadway debut in 1961 with the musical The Happiest Girl in the World, and she sang with all kinds of the biggies. I mean, it would take up this whole interview if I gave you her resume. And, of course, many of you know her from television, Saint Elsewhere, from the movies. She's done a ton of movies, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. She was the mama. And so much more. A couple of episodes of my pal Kevin James' show, The King of Queens, and just an incredible actress, singer, and we are thrilled to have her all the way from Beverly Hills joining us on the air tonight. Lainey, thanks so much for coming on.
Hello, how are you?
That voice, you are killer. Your voice is incredible. I have this amazing technical maestro who dug that up. He said, I bet you she hasn't heard this in a long time.
You have to send it to me.
We will.
You promise?
I promise. I promise. You know what? I said to somebody, I played a little clip of you to someone a couple of weeks ago, and I said, do you know who this is? And I played like a little guessing game, and they couldn't guess. You know who they said? Barbara Streisand. You were her understudy, right?
I've heard that a lot.
I bet.
Yes, what? I have.
What is it like in Beverly Hills, first of all, with what's going on with COVID-19?
It's pretty sad. I haven't been out of the house in almost 3 months.
Wow, 3 months. That's tough. Huh? Are you going stir crazy?
February, March, April, yeah. But like
wow.
The beginning of March, and now we're into almost May. Yeah, it's
wow.
Pretty pathetic. But
yeah, no kidding. You got to tell those Californians to stay off the beaches.
I know. It's terrible, huh?
Yeah, it is terrible.
Oh, you've got to get me that. How will you send it to me?
I will send it to you. I've got we'll get an email from you. Don't worry, we'll get it to you. I promise.
All right.
It's a YouTube clip, and we'll get it to you.
Where are you? We're
in Texas, and we're in Minneapolis, and of course we're all over the whole country. People are listening to us in Portland, in Los Angeles, in New Orleans, in West Virginia.
Wow.
And you know what? Everybody remembers you for sure. Like I said, you've been in a ton of things, but my big fat Greek wedding, what was that like for you?
Oh, honey, it was such a great experience. I remember the first time I got a call from my agent and said, you know, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are producing a little movie, and it's written by an unknown Greek girl, but it's very sweet and very funny. And would you like to come up to our office, to Tom Hanks's office, and read it at a table read? I said, of course I'll come up. I said, Tom Hanks? And he said, and they're serving breakfast. I said, you got it. I'll be there. So I went up to his office, and when I walked in, he was so pleased that I had come, and they were so honored that I was there, and I was so thrilled to be there. And the play reading went off like clockwork. It was beautiful and funny and delightful. And I didn't hear from them for like a year. I swear to God, I didn't hear from them. And all of a sudden I got a call from my agent and said, remember that little Greek thing I set you up for? Well, we're doing that, and they're doing it, but there's no money at all. It's going to be scale plus X, Y, and Z. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do it because it's a charming film. I don't have another job right now, and I'm going to do it. So I went up to Toronto, and this cast became my family. And we still have dinner together. Can you believe it? We have dinner like every other month, and we still talk to each other and see each other. It's gotten less and less over the last few years, but we were so close for years, years and years. And it was a joy to make the movie, and it was a joy to be in it. And then the success that came was so strange, because once we made the movie, and I didn't even hear from them again for like a year or so. And then I got a call from Nia, and she said, the movie's being released. You call all the synagogues. I'm calling all the Greek churches. She said, and let's get some people to go in, because if we have a good first weekend, maybe we can run a little bit. Well, would you know, it made more money than any other film. It's the highest grossing independent comedy that's ever been.
Wow. And then, of course, there was a part two, so you got more than scale for the part two, right?
I certainly did. You better believe it.
Sometimes things pay off. So your family, and your background and growing up in New York, did you know that this was the route you were going to take?
That's so interesting, I had another interview today, and the woman asked me this exact question. It's just so interesting. I never had made a decision. I was my mother's puppet, you know. She wanted to be a ballerina when she was a young girl, and she kind of put all her dreams into me when she saw that I had a little bit of talent. Because it wasn't nice for a young Jewish girl to be a ballerina then. It was like, oh, look, it was like being a woman of the streets, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
It really was. And so when I came along, it was fine. And she nurtured it. She gave me dance lessons, singing lessons, every kind of lesson. And I started dancing and singing when I was three. And I never stopped. I've never stopped. I've been in this business my whole life.
And it's a good fortune for all of us because of some of the amazing work that you've done. You're so super talented. And then you're passing this on as well to other students because you teach and you're doing something with NYU. Tell us about that. And also in California, USC, right?
Yeah, I am a professor at UCLA.
Yeah.
I've been there 10 years now. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. But I teach acting for the singer at UCLA. And then Tish just got a hold of me, and they asked me to teach there, so I'm teaching acting there. And I just started an acting for the singer class, and we'll see how it goes, and we'll see how Tish likes me. And then I'm teaching at the Strasberg Institute. Because I teach the method. I teach the Strasberg method. The Stanislavski method.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love passing along what I've learned. I've learned so much. And it's such a joy for me to teach.
And you can tell that.
My mother always wanted me to be a teacher. You know, there was a little private dream.
Yeah. And so that's paying off too. We're speaking with Lainey Kazan. Lainey, what's the first thing you're going to do when you're out of quarantine and it's 3 months out of the house?
I don't know, but I think I'm going to go to the beach. I think I want to go in. I want to do something like, you know, wild, but I'm too old to do that.
I don't have
the energy to follow my passion.
I gotcha. Yeah, but you know, you can meet friends for lunch. You can actually be out in a restaurant somewhere.
I know. Actually, we did my girlfriend's birthday. We Zoomed her birthday. And it's my birthday coming up on May 15th. And so we're going to all order our own dinner. And we're all going to have dinner together.
Nice. That's good. And you're used to the Zoom thing now because of the teaching.
Yes, you're probably a pro. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, excellent. Well, we can't wait to see what happens next for you, because I'm sure it's certain to be a hit, whatever you're involved in.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you. I love life. I love what I do. And, you know, I've had ups and downs and ins and outs, but keep on trucking.
Yeah, that's a good motto, keep on trucking. Thanks, Lainey. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I look forward to meeting you one of these years.
Yeah, me too. I look forward to meeting you as well. Wow, that's just terrific. So, Lainey Kazan, and I, as I said, so much she's done in her career as an actress and a singer, and boy, she was nominated for so many awards, even a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series for St. Elsewhere. She was great in that. Tony Award for Best Featured Actress in a Musical for My Favorite Year. Golden Globe Award nominated for that, for her role in My Favorite Year. And, you know, of course, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. You heard the story there, and then the sequel film, and what a great big hit that was. I love that story that she told us. All right, stay with us. I promise I will meet you on the other side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Thanks to our comprehensive strategy and extraordinary devotion to our citizens, we've had such tremendous support all over. We continue to see encouraging signs of progress.
President Trump holding a news conference outside in the Rose Garden, updating the country on the war on the coronavirus.
Cases in New York area, New Orleans, Detroit, Boston, and Houston are declining. Denver, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta. Atlanta, Nashville, Indianapolis, and St. Louis are all stable and declining. All parts of the country are either in good shape, getting better.
Taking a look now at your money, investors seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 358 points to close at 24,133. The NASDAQ up 95. The S&P 500 gaining almost 42 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp defending his decision to begin phase one of reopening businesses and getting Georgia back on its feet after weeks of being closed due to the coronavirus. Kemp responding to a question from an NBC News reporter about the data he used to justify reopening, as some say it's way too soon because the state has done very little testing.
Can you tell us specifically what data you used to determine that this was the safest choice?
Well, I know it may be hard for NBC News to understand this, but all the data is publicly available on the Public Health Department's website. As I've said before, I made those decisions in conjunction with Dr. Toomey and many, many other people following the data, and there's a lot of data that we're following. I mentioned a lot of it today about our ramp-up and testing we're doing.
To date, Georgia down toward the bottom, ranking 42 out of the 50 states for the least amount of testing done. This is USA Radio News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
We want to bring sports back, right? So there's an activity that people can watch on TV. What sports can you do without an audience? What sports can you make work economically where you don't have to sell a seat in the stadium or in the arena? How do you do drive-ins? How do you do different types of businesses that could actually work in this environment? And again, they have to be creative and they have to think about it.
All right, so that's the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. So many of you asked me about sports and when would sporting events be back. A lot of that kicked open the door for that conversation even more because of the NFL virtual draft. So the draft was a success for 3 days doing it virtually. I think it went off really well. I'm not surprised by that because there's always interviews that happen anyway off-site, even though there's more excitement when it's held somewhere and somebody walks up and they get their hat, especially in that first round. But it, I think, ignited the fires for people who are really hoping we see sports soon to ask questions. So I got this one from Jake, and he says, Kate, will the NFL season come back this year? Do you really, really think we're going to see an NFL season? Am I just fooling myself because I happen to watch the draft? I like the NFL probably the best of all, and I got excited for it, and I started thinking about my own fantasy draft, or is this all just smoke, and we're not going to have any kind of a football season? Once again, if I shake Jake, my magic eight ball, oh, ask again later. Not being on the front lines and being, a virologist or a scientist or somebody that is there, again, trying to solve the riddle, even though we've had people on, even though we know the information's available of the latest, greatest, hey, here's what's happening, here's the antibodies, here's what's working, and here's what's not working, here's what we're not sure about. There's so much we're not sure about, and that's the problem. So think about the NFL season. If they're going to have an NFL season, you're going to cram people into a stadium. Boy, you sure don't want to open the season and have problems with people getting the coronavirus of any sort and spreading it and then tracing it back to, oh, I was at the game. I was at the Saints game. I was at the Eagles game. I was at whatever game. I think the NFL is preparing contingency plans. If the season can't start on time, that's my belief. In fact, I know that's what they're doing. So the hope is, yes, there will be an NFL season, but it may get pushed. And if it gets pushed, then what do you do from there? Then you play later or you move a Super Bowl around. I mean, that's the best case scenario, that there is an NFL season and it starts when it's safer. But again, I go to what is safe. You know, trying to think optimistically here, except for being also a little bit of a realist, or trying to be anyway, and realizing, okay, so it goes back to the amounts of people and social distancing that supposedly is working, and would you push everybody, you know, back into that crowd? All right, I got another one similar to that, and this one is from Scotty G. He says, hi, Katie D. Nicknames, I love it. Yo, what's up with the NFL season? It was exciting to watch the draft. You talked about it a little bit. I think there were some clear winners and losers in the draft, and I'm curious as to what you think about that. But will the NFL season go off without a hitch? For the first time in forever, I have season tickets to the Broncos, and I don't know how that's going to hold up. Yeah, and of course we don't know how it's going to hold up. It's interesting because you say Denver, and Denver actually did, I think, okay. They picked up a defensive tackle who's looks to be a pretty good player, pretty impressive on a crummy team. So he's highlighted a lot. I can remember doing updates, and his name would come up, Agum, and so that was good. Was JJ the best in the first round, the receiver that they picked up? I don't know. KJ Hamler, you know, what were they going to do? They had to take Jerry Jeudy in the first round, and then they've got KJ Hamler, and, you know, picking the best player at the where they fall? Is it adding more depth? I mean, you know, that's part of the argument. But I think having both of them, having two receivers, you know, why not add a little bit more depth there? Who knows? Who knows what that will look like in the end? And for their draft, I'd say they did okay. I mean, I probably wouldn't grade them on a scale of 1 to 10, less than an 8, probably like an 8. And who do I think did really well? I'm just going to say this off the top of my head. I'm going to say Arizona did pretty good. And they did pretty good because they got a tackle that I like. You can never underestimate the value of the defense, Josh Jones. And I think he starts right away. I mean, he's in there, boom, and he adds immediately. And then, of course, the other net to them is they traded a second-round pick to get DeAndre Hopkins, and also another pick they traded to get Kenyon Drake. So they've added some beef, and beef is good when you talk about, you know, going through an NFL season and what you need off and on a line. So to me, and I think most people would have graded them pretty high, I would have picked them as maybe the best, and they had some good picks, by the way, so that's part of it. What you have to trade, where you pick, you know, etc. And as far as the NFL season, again, who knows? Does it look like it could go off? Well, now we're hearing August might be okay, and then something comes back in the fall. Does it come back? What does that mean? Does it come? Do we have a second wave that's in November? Do we blow through that and it doesn't happen until winter? You know, again, do they play in empty facilities with no people? Should that happen? They'd have to do that, I would think, right? And then you could televise it. Maybe you just had a few people on hand, but a few people for an NFL team and two teams playing is not social distancing, by the way. So I could go down the sports route, but there were other questions. This is the mailbag, so it's wide open. So let's go to this. This one is from Amy, and Amy says, "Hey, Kate, looking at the COVID updates, I have to say I love the way you do yours when you run through how many people have died, but how many people have recovered. I hardly ever hear the recovery number. Sometimes I see stories about the people who recover, and I love that because it's much more uplifting. We know it's horrible. We know people are in ventilators. We know that we have some terrible, sad stories to tell about families being wiped out and young people dying. It's not just older people who are dying. And then the fact that some people don't even know they have it and they feel a little sick and then all of a sudden it's full blown. But thanks for giving the recovery number. I'm an optimist like you say you are. We're going to get through this and we are all in it together. Something I also picked up from you. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a patent on that. A lot of people are saying that. But yeah, we're all in this together. You know, this is why we keep saying social distancing. Is it working? Has it worked? Are people putting on masks around other people? What, you know, are you staying away from family members? I told this story the other day that my sister-in-law's mother, who I've known for 20 years, great lady, hurt her hip and then had to leave her house on Davis Island in Tampa and be put into a facility, assisted living facility. Her name's Linda, so it was hard enough there. But then this happens, and everybody's okay. They're still allowed to social distance and socialize until somebody snuck out to see their children, didn't think it was a big deal, came back in, infected their roommate, so boom, both of them had it. He was kicked out, but the roommate got it. And they sealed off the floor and they told everyone they had to stay in their room. And that's exactly what happens. Just one friend, one family member, and poof, that's what can ruin it for everybody else, especially in a facility like that one. All right, this one from William. And William says, "Kate, I cannot believe that people actually thought they should inject themselves with any kind of disinfectant. People, I think, must be out of their minds or they're going stir crazy. How could they ever think that? All you have to do is read anything that you use chemical wise in your house and you would know that's something that you don't want to do. And if it was something that was safe to do, we sure would have heard about it and known about it long before the president ponders it, looks at the doctor, and then that's it, and that's all we hear about it, and then it becomes poof, full blown. People, get a grip." All right, I agree. Get a grip. Read the instructions. If you can see them, you got to get a magnifying glass. Do not use this other than for tabletops, right? And surfaces. All right, excited to jump around the bend and close this hour out with an interesting interview. How are people coping in another part of the world? You'll find out next.
The
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Daniel Chapman joins us, and he is in the San Francisco Bay Area, in fact, outside of the Bay Area, so California, and what they've gone through with the pandemic and what their governor has done, Gavin Newsom, how they shut down things right away. And he's coming up later in our author's corner to talk about his fabulous book, War Torn, which really, really is such a memoir to his mother, think Rosie the Riveter, and what women went through and what they did to help during the war efforts of World War II. So I can't wait for that. So Daniel, tell us where you are and what it's been like for you.
Yeah, this pandemic has just touched everybody in the country, hasn't it? And here I'm in Solano County, which is kind of a suburban sort of outside community from the direct Bay Area. We're on the east side, so kind of more referred to as a North Bay county. We're a little bit more protected than the disconjected area of San Francisco and Oakland and so on, San Jose. So there's not as the population isn't as big. Restrictions, our governor's restrictions on the state are just as powerful here. And, we deal with them all the time. We just in our paper today, we've just had our fourth on death from the COVID, and there's a number of cases in there, but we're small. We only have just a few hospitals around in the county, and they're managing it right now, but we have all the restrictions. And Gavin is in the paper today. I mean, he's just extended our stay-at-home rules for the future.
Yes, over the foreseeable future. And that's why I say so many people are, I love reading and I'm a voracious reader and you were an educator, so you understand about that. And books have exploded even more now than ever. So it'll be fun to talk to you about War Torn. But you know what's happened with this pandemic that's interesting? Because we've talked to people all over the world and all over the United States on the coast and in between and in the South and in Australia and Sweden and other places. Is that now what's happened is a lot of animals have come out at night. Like in my neighborhood, you have the bobcats roaming. You have the coyotes. You even have the giant tortoises that are walking down the middle of the street. In Australia, they have the kangaroos that are taking over. Has wildlife kind of emerged in your area?
No, not so. I had read about that too. Lions in the streets in Africa. Oh, my gosh. It just incredible, and I could understand. And they said, yeah, insects are going to be taking over too. It was in the news, though. Of course, you're probably aware of it, where they've seen where the virus is being carried by cats. So now we have all the restrictions that are coming in for all the animal parks. We would take our dog to either one of our little pooch, run around and take walks, but now they're going to be closing those all down. And I don't know. Just keeping the pets in the house, but I don't know what's out on the streets yet.
Yeah, so that's interesting. You're right. That's something that's come up since the testing of the cats, but, crazy.
Well, yeah.
I look forward to talking to you later in the show, and thank you so much for sharing a little bit about what's happening in your neck of the woods during this really tough time. I appreciate that.
No, thank you very much. I really appreciate talking with you and being on your show. And God bless you. And be safe.
You too. You can get his book on Amazon. We did speak to him the other day. War Torn is the name of it. Like I said, his mother was an original Rosie the Riveter. And now people are talking about it. They normally would have a big celebration for it. And instead, we're in the middle of the coronavirus, the pandemic of our lifetime that we haven't dealt with unless you count going back to 1918. I've mentioned this before. My great-grandmother was killed in that pandemic. There was a huge parade in Philadelphia. There was no social distancing. People weren't paying attention to any of that. And Philly took it really, really hard, the brunt of it, for sure. So you heard Daniel say, San Francisco, it looked like, hey, this is the world's technology industry area, and this is going to kick open. But now they extended the stay-at-home restrictions put in place to slow the spread of COVID-19, and they're still pushing to ease a few of the restrictions. But the extension order has been basically described as through May for the big counties like Alameda, if you know San Francisco, or San Francisco itself, San Mateo, Santa Clara, where you had two people who died from the virus earlier and one of the first reported after they went back and figured it out in the United States. So while it looked like things were changing there, it changed, poof, just like that. Now, there are places where we're seeing a rollout of reopenings. It just depends, you know, when and where. So salons, for the most part, except for in Georgia, are really not open. Hair salons, barbershops, that kind of thing. In Texas, for example, their movies are open. Restaurants are open. I said that at the beginning of the show, are going to be on Friday with definite restrictions, but no hair salons, barbershops, any of that. They are still shut down for now. It's kind of a wait and see. Let's roll this out and see where it goes. So there is pressure. There's pressure to open schools, but a lot of schools are saying, no, why would we even do that? We only would have a couple of weeks left. There are some that are going to do it with, you know, students in masks, and I think most of them will wait till the fall because they'll just remake what would happen, lunches in classrooms, new kinds of schedules. That makes sense to me. So some restrictions are again, in May, like New York, they're talking about lifting some restrictions, but still going on through May, it's going to be a wait-and-see situation. I mean, we've got the most reported deaths worldwide. We surpassed 55,000. I mentioned that. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, said he wants to partially unpause beginning May 15th when the regulations expire statewide, but extend some restrictions in some parts of New York. Remember, he's the governor of New York, not New York City. And in workplaces, in restaurants, in mass transit, in camps, they're how they're phased and opening, you know, the phased opening of them, and what they look like will most assuredly be different. So there's more spaces in between, and we'll see and keep our fingers crossed and more that this works, as people are anxious in many cases to get back to work. But it's that wrestling match over what's safe versus what's not. And when something happens where it looked like it was good, then there is that, I think, scramble to say, oh, wait a second, maybe we need to lock this down. So, of course, with all of that going on, you know, oil plunged, and even with states moving to ease some of the, you know, the lockdowns, but stocks did rise because I think of that, because it's on positive news versus negative news. So there was a general optimism you can feel that is kind of sweeping the nation somewhat, right? So the Dow moved up 358 points, so about 1.5%. The White House is looking at guidelines on phased reopenings of workplaces and schools, too. I mentioned some schools will do it. Some are going to just wait till next year. Some workplaces, and that sent a lot of the stock market sectors up. They were pretty positive, especially the, you know, real estate, which has been really, really tough. They've been hit hard by the shutdown, and your Walt Disney's and J.P. Morgan Chase's, et cetera, they had a really solid day. And why do you care about that? Because, of course, an up day on Wall Street, more reopenings when it's safe or looks to be safe, and some of the economic hardship when you can balance it, because we're going to have to figure this out anyway, that would be a good thing. I think Georgia is still on pins and needles, so we'll see. Did you get your stimulus check yet? Let me know. Send me your thoughts. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Remember, we're all in this together.
Crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.